What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We still have lines open right now. We're talking with Kelly in Austin. We're talking about the technical difficulties involved in mining operations beyond the Earth, out in the asteroid belt, or the near-Earth asteroids, rather, and on the moon. And I'll be the first to admit there's going to be a lot of problems. But if they can get the unit cost of extraction to be economically competitive, then it's going to start happening. And as the Earth's crust gets mined out, I mean, we're having to dig down deeper and deeper and deeper to get the materials that we need, whereas on the moon and the asteroids, it's just going to be lying pretty much close to the surface the way the Earth was before we started all of the mining.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I mean, before you start mining something, you have to do an assessment of how the ores are laid out and what the concentration of the ore is within within the ore body itself, and that takes a great deal of work up front. I mean, even on Earth, for example, if you go out to look at something like a copper, lead, zinc deposit, that entails extensive drilling. But before you can actually delineate the limits of the ore body and then come to some determination about the actual concentration of the ore within that large mass of rock. And I don't see how it's going to be really any different on the moon. You don't just, you know, send something up there and just start digging holes in the ground. And then when you get to the point where you start extracting things, which I think up there you're probably going to have to look at, say, surface extraction. You know, there are mining engineering considerations that have to come into play again there, such as the stability of the of the quarrying operation itself, because you want to maintain stable walls. You want to make sure it's not going to collapse in on yourself. And
yeah, the same problems that we have to deal with here on Earth, just taken out, you know, to the moon and the asteroids. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but at some point we're going to find that space can be commercialized, and it's really going to take off that time.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, but I don't think it's any time in the foreseeable future. We'll be long dead before.
No, I'm not going to be applying for work on a lunar mine. But you know, I'll just be happy if I live long enough to see a man on Mars.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is your science topic today.
Okay.
Well, thanks for taking the call. Bye.
You've got it. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
We don't need to be going to the moon or mining asteroids. I mean, all we need is better resource management and recycling. You know, just burying stuff and just letting it sit there for, you know, and on top of that, building houses on top of it after about 20 or 30 years. It's just ridiculous. It's just stupid waste, and that's what we are. We're stupid, and we're wasteful.
Yes.
I didn't want to talk about that. But I did send you that Twitter thing, that Biden falling down the stairs. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's kind of floating all around the net.
That's hilarious.
It's very excellent editing and CGI, and you know, it is hilarious.
Yeah, I wish you would have done that. When I first saw that, I really laughed really hard. Anyway, this wokeness, liberalism wokeness, has gone too far with this Sesame Street thing.
Yes,
it's like. So what they're doing is they're indoctrinating kids into thinking that there's a difference between people right off the start. That's one race.
It seems kind of opposite of what Sesame Street was doing at the very beginning.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to make this real short, and I'm going to tell you something. And when I saw that story and I read it, it made me think about this. When I was a kid, I didn't know what hate was. I had no idea.
Yes.
And then when I got older, I discovered liberalism. Thanks for your time, Mike. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike. Getting to NASA, I mean, I'm not a NASA down player or skeptic about going to the moon. But what this disturbs me about NASA lately is it looks like it's turning into just another diversity promotion program. And they're putting out quotas for races and sexes just like corporate run operations on Earth are.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
I don't think that's very wise. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying just white men should go to the moon. I'm saying the best of whoever they are should go. Because so much money is invested in something in an operation like that, that's to put a less capable person in a position to work.
You endanger the mission. You endanger the crew.
You endanger the mission. Well, I wouldn't put past them to go in that direction anyway. In fact, they are. And,
okay.
It's pretty disappointing. Yeah.
Yeah, but, it is. But again, you know, NASA is dependent on government funding and the government sets the policies. And, you know, there was a big stink, you know, about getting the first American woman into space because the Russians had done it already with Valentina Tereshkova. And, you know, so the U.S. really lagged behind on that part of it. But again, I think merit should come first, and the issue of gender and race should be sort of erased from it. You know, it's kind of like looking at the resumes of a hire with the names blocked out so you can't make any assumptions about them.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point about government funds it and or Congress funds it, you know, where their politics lies. I think if they went with a colorblind and sexblind selection process, maybe they won't like the answers. You know. So,
well, it doesn't matter what NASA does. The liberals are going to complain about it anyway. They're already complaining about, why are we spending all this money to go out into space when we have poor people here on Earth? Well, you know, if you look at the economic boom that followed the Apollo missions – you know, if we fund a return to space now, think of all the jobs that will be created, and there will be much fewer poor people.
Yeah, and a lot of advances and discoveries and whatnot that were developed during the NASA era became common news items here on Earth, too. You know. This heavy launch vehicle, did you find a date that they project of the operation?
Well, I mean, they're doing the final testing now. There have been a couple of live fire tests here, and I think they're going to come up on an actual launch to orbit later this year. I don't have an actual date on that, though.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I missed the launches of the shuttle, and I was too young for Apollo. So hopefully I'll be able to make my way down and finally get to see a live launch. So that's about all I got.
Yeah.
Taking my call there.
Well, you've got it. And, you know, one of the frustrating things about my time with NASA, I saw launches out from Vandenberg, and I worked at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, but I never actually got over to Florida to see a launch of anything or even just take the tourist tour of the Kennedy Launch Facility. And that's been kind of frustrating. Maybe now that I'm a little closer to it, I'll make a point of getting on over there. Maybe I'll go to space camp. They have a space camp for adults and old geezers, which is going to open up later this year after the COVID pandemic. Anyway, we have lines open right now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. Spock to Enterprise. Come in, Captain. Oh, sorry. That junk up there isn't actually floating. It's moving
fast. Yeah, it's in orbit. Yep.
But a lot of people don't know how fast you have to be to go up to stay in that orbit. It's moving at 20,000 miles an hour, some of it.
Yeah, some of it. About Mach 25 is escape speed.
Well, anyway, I calculated that years ago, 7 miles a second. That's pretty fast.
Yes, it is.
But if you were, all of those reporters used to say, up there in a state of zero G, you can see that it floats in the spacecraft because there's no gravity, right? But there is gravity.
They were sort of ignoring Newton's laws of motions there because it wasn't really floating. It was just in its own orbit inside the orbiting spacecraft.
Well, you don't want to complicate the people with the facts. But anyway, as to what's inside a object out in space as the Earth, NASA has what's called the Hughes gravitometer.
Yes.
And you can tell what's happening everywhere in the Earth using that thing.
Yes.
People don't know about that, but anyway, I just want to ask one question, if I might. When you say life on Mars, what are we talking about exactly? Are we talking about, like, what do you call it, amino acids, or what would that be?
Well, we won't know until we actually can collect a specimen, but the indications from the Viking labeled release experiment is that the Martian microbes are similar enough to earthly microbes where probably we're going to see a lot of those same molecules. And astronomers looking out into space with these large telescopes, they're finding those same amino acids just existing out there, you know, floating around. So it appears to be very, very common material throughout the universe.
Well, that you could do the Miller-Urey experiment with low-pressure gases like what's on Mars and get some idea.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something. Well, anyway, thanks.
You know, I'm convinced there's something up there, and Dr. Gilbert Levin is convinced there's something up there, and there's a lot of scientists who looked at the Viking data who are convinced there's something up there, and we're all crossing our fingers and hoping that a Martian rabbit hops in front of the Perseverance cameras.
Well, I think there is life up there, and there's life in a lot of other places, because you just look at the size of the universe, and you know, the probability is not zero.
Well, when we say looking for life in outer space, we're being kind of chauvinistic because they say life as we know it. But the possibility is there's a lot of life out there that is going to be truly alien to what we have here on Earth. All you need is a self-replicating molecule and some liquid medium and some source of energy. Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
Well, it could be based on silicone. Silicone's right under carbon, right?
Yeah.
So you've got the valence there, and then you've got phosphorus, or I think it's next to silicone, something like that. So that's your thin half particle that could run that DNA, you see. Something like that. Because in the human body, the DNA is run by the nitro.
Well, you know, Michael Crichton, in his book The Andromeda Strain, really pointed out correctly that life elsewhere in the universe might not even use DNA, that it might have some other form of organization and control.
That could be very true, as long as it can replicate itself.
Yes. I mean, DNA. DNA is a kind of recent evolutionary trend. Before that, the self-replicating molecules were RNA, which we still see in a lot of viruses, and scientists have found evidence of even earlier self-replicating molecules based on simple sugars.
Well, that's what makes the retrovirus so nasty, because it's RNA.
Yes. Yes.
And I heard some very unfortunate statistics about that mRNA vaccine, and you were very wise not to take, you know what I mean. But okay. Well, thanks for taking my call, and we'll talk again.
All right, you've got it. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Terry in California. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You had a caller about a month ago talk about he pledged $30 a month on his credit card to RBN, and he challenged 1,000 other people to do the same. Well, I finally got around to it last week, and I got the wrong extension, and Mike was kind enough to take my information. But I hope I got in that first 1,000 people. You know, do you think I did? I mean,
I have no way of knowing, because, you know, I'm out here in Indiana and RBN is down in Texas, and they don't let me peek at the books. Not that I would want to look at the books. If I'd wanted to be an accountant, I'd be an accountant.
Well, I'd feel cheated if I didn't get in that first 1,000. But anyway, the other point I wanted to make is last week on 60 Minutes, they did a thing about the black generals in the U.S. military, and there hadn't been, one on the JCS since Colin Powell.
Yes.
And, I've heard all these stories over the years about that, and women, opportunities in the military and all that. Every time I do, I'm retired, the back of my mind says, nobody's talking about combat readiness.
And that's, no, they're not.
The only thing that mattered, you know, when I was in, you know? I mean, they didn't care if you had flat feet and you really wanted to be in. You didn't get in, sorry, you know, because there might be some things that you can't do that somebody else could, you know? So the whole priorities has gotten a little bit mixed up as far as I'm concerned.
You're absolutely correct about that, and we've seen that in the military during times of relative peace. But I can assure you, when a real war breaks out, war is the ultimate meritocracy. And
right.
Yeah, and that'll straighten that thing out. Anything else?
Yeah, just one thing. That woman that died after getting that shot, I'm supposed to get my second COVID shot, a Moderna vaccine from the VA here in a few days.
Yeah.
And was that the shot that she died from? The one you talked
about? Well, it depends on who you ask. I mean, people are just saying it was weird. Yeah, I think there's a popular meme going around the internet right now that vaccines are the leading cause of coincidences.
Right, but when you said you gave a specific kind of shot, and I was wondering if...
It was the Pfizer mRNA shot.
What about the Moderna? That's mRNA too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a different structure, but it's mRNA. And the problem, of course, is they're playing with the DNA of the patient. But every one of us, our DNA is different. It's not a one-size solution fits all. And there may be people whose DNA do not react very well to the RNA message, and that's why it's causing problems. And I think the idea was faulty from the very, very beginning for not recognizing that everybody's DNA is individual, and that if you're going to have an mRNA shot, it's got to be tailor-made for each individual patient.
Yeah, well, see, the thing that drove me to get it was the fact I got a lung problem.
Yeah.
And I said, I know if I get the COVID, I'm going to die. You know, there's no question. But I thought, I'll take a chance with this. And if there's long-term effects that are negative, I don't have long-term. I just worry about today, you know. I can't get it. So that's why I got it. But anyway, all right, Mike, thanks for taking the call. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We have phone lines open right now. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know that Bering Sea Gold show?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, that ridiculousness. One of these miners came out from Homer. He bought this old, a catamaran that had been turned into a dredge called the Wild Ranger, but that's not the point here. I met him in the bar. We'll call him Peter.
Okay.
He started talking about this Flat Earth Society. I didn't pay much attention. I thought he's pulling my leg. Here's the guy who claims that he was former SAS. You know, he's got a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. apparently he never got in the water, but he was hanging around the town square, and some mothers raised an alarm about him.
Okay, Joe.
And Joe. Yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. War's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have phone lines open right now. If you'd like to call on in, area code 512-248-8252, and we're talking with Joe in Nome, and we're talking about the Flat Earth Society.
Am I on?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. So this Peter guy claimed to be former SAS. I asked him, Peter, how many people have you killed? And he kind of hemmed and hawed, and then he said he couldn't remember. And then he said, three or four. And I was like,
okay.
How does a person, yeah. In other words, this guy's phony and in your face, you know? So these mothers raised the alarm about him hanging around the kids at Town Square. And they raised such a hue and cry, that he went packing. And this dredge that he bought supposedly for $80,000, he turned around and sold for $40,000. Now it's parked down the hill from me here where I'm at this approach pattern Superfund site the FAA is cleaning up. But anyway, it turned. turns out it was about, I don't know, a month or two later.
Yes.
The president of the Flat Earth Society was indicted for 56 counts of child molestation.
Ouch.
Yeah. Now, gee, I don't want to cast any aspersions on the Flat Earth Society, but gee whiz, is this idiocracy or what?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in your face, and it's spilled out to the whole world with this stupid Bering Sea Gold show. Christ. One of the big stars almost scalped a Native girl because he didn't have flaggers on the highway when he's stretching the cable across. yeah, Alaska's oldest newspaper is not going to tell you much about this. They cover this stuff up right and left. Anyway, that's it. It's idiocracy out there. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch to Robert in Kansas. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. First thing I want to say is the Flat Earth Society is a government operation, a total fraud. It's a disinformation program. And the thing is, though, Mike, is that I'm real excited this topic is on your show because You're a very intelligent man. You IQ north of 150. You understand mathematics as I do. And the thing is, Mike, is that the Earth is actually flat, though. And that's what's so crazy about this. I know. I sound like a stupid, crazy person. And yes. I thought that about the people who told me that initially, too. But, Mike, it's all around us. The evidence is all around us. You don't have to trust me or any other person. But
well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Okay, you've seen a lunar eclipse before, right?
Yes.
Okay, and no matter where in the sky the moon happens to be, the shadow, the Earth's shadow, is always circular when it comes onto the moon, right? Now, what is the only shape that always produces a circular shadow no matter which way the light is coming from?
Well, you're right, Michael, and in that regard, you're correct, but you can see examples, and I have video of this, where you have the sun in the sky along with the moon at the same time, especially these days, and you can see the sun and the moon right in the same sky.
Yes, that happens during half of the lunar orbit.
Well, Mike, what I'm saying is to you, sir, is that this isn't really an argument. I thought this stuff was crazy, and I spent a couple years trying to disprove these crazy people who told me the Earth was flat, and I went out and got some optics. I used the mathematics from NASA. So NASA puts out all the mathematics you need. It's a 25,000-mile circumference Earth. You have 8 inches per mile squared in terms of curvature, right? Because the function of the equation is exponential to get all the way around the Earth. And so you square the mile. And what I did is went out to disprove these people. And after a few years, I realized that the Earth is actually flat and that we're being lied to on a scale that is just it's unbelievable what we're being lied to about. And so I ask you, sir, just to consider that these people that are in control, NASA and the government, everything they're telling you, if you were to look at the moon right now, Michael.
Well,
I got to tell you,
I'm not feeling well today, but you gave me a much needed laugh and a giggle here, and we got to let you go for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, as if I couldn't guess?
Well, hey, yeah, Michael, yeah, good morning. Good day to you. Hope you have a great weekend. Yeah, what's on my mind is, yeah, before I go there, I was wondering if you heard Bumbling Biden's speech today.
He made a speech today? No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It only showed like a minute of it, but he's bumbling and fumbling. He don't know where he's at half the time. But anyway, Mike, the reason I'm calling you, you had a caller yesterday called in right after me from Arizona saying that the Russians won World War II. No, they did not win World War II with the Americans, because if the Americans would not have went in the Japanese theater, Pacific theater, and kept the Japanese out of going in against Russia, the Germans and the Japanese would have wiped out
Russia. Look, all of the Allies together won World War II. And we can't really say that, you know, one party or the other did it all. But there's absolutely no question that the Germany's attempt to reach Moscow was an absolute military disaster. Was actually a disaster for both sides, unfortunately. But ultimately, the Germans were forced to withdraw. And in the process, they lost a huge, huge part of their army. And that really did turn the tide.
Well, let's not forget this too, Mike. Okay, and I don't know if somebody else told you this, but without Detroit, Michigan, we would have never won. The Russians would have got their butt beat without Detroit. Without Detroit, Michigan, there would have been no Russia and Moscow and it's fallen, okay? Because without Detroit and the United States jumping into that war, the Japanese, and I do firmly believe the Germans and the Japanese together would have wiped out Russia and all of Europe. If the United States stays out of that theater, you can bet that the Germans would Germany would have won and the Japanese would have won. And the Japanese were already kicking Russia's butt. So I don't buy into that crap. No, the Russians won World War II. No, they didn't. The reason they did have a chance to win the war was because the Germans had to take on the United States and the Japanese had to take on the United States. And that's why that war was lost by the Axis power. Now, I will say this. During World War II, they were getting fresh cake, the American troops, where the Germans were starving and the Russians had barely anything to eat, and the Japanese. Mm-hmm. But the Germans could send over a fresh piece of cake within a 12-hour period. They'd be eating fresh homemade cake, in Germany. I mean, their troops in Germany and even in the Japanese theater. So no, the guy's wrong.
Tom, that thing about the cakes getting delivered was a propaganda stunt, because if you really think about it, everything being brought over from the United States to the war in Europe was being brought by ship, and it takes a lot longer than 12 hours for a ship to cross the Atlantic Ocean. But these situations were staged to reassure the people back in the United States through those newsreels that everything was just going swimmingly for the American forces, and very often it was not.
Well, Mike, you may be right. Maybe it was long. Maybe it was a 48-hour period. But I can tell you, the United States troops had way better supply line than the Russians did. So I honestly believe
that. No question about that. That part's true.
There's no question about if the United States doesn't take on Japan and Japan's able to team up with Germany, the Russians do not win. There's no way. And Europeans would have totally got wiped out because the Japanese and the Germans together probably could have even defended the Italians. So they didn't get wiped out so fast. But
well, the Italians changed sides. After they got rid of Mussolini, they changed sides.
Correct.
Yes.
But, yes. And you got to imagine, another thing you don't talk about is the Vichy French. There were still Vichy French in France. So that's another thing that's a different story. But I just want to say that I still believe that the savior of World War II was the United States of America. That's my opinion. And maybe I'm wrong, but I believe without the United States entering that war.
Well, I think it was definitely a team effort, and certainly the atomic bomb didn't hurt the cause, as it were.
Correct. I was getting go there right there. You're right, Mike. Now, one more thing, Mike, before I go off that, and I hope that one guy calls, and he called in for a whole year bashing Trump, and you know who I'm talking about, the guy, our good friend Jerseyan. I was wondering if he's going to call in and start ever talking about what
he's next on the list.
Biden's up to. I want to hear what he's going to say about Biden, how Biden's really been screwing up our country in the last couple of months here. It's insanity with this invasion on our border. It's absolutely absurd. By the way, Mike, here in South Florida, they just had a big bust down in Key West, Florida, where they caught 48 Cubans trying to sneak on a raft in Key West to come to Miami. So communism is not working out in Cuba. Okay, they had a big bust right now here in Key West, and now they busted a big ring. There's a Cuban ring here that's trying to bring all whatever you want to call them, in Cubans, rafters, in the United States. Even to this day. So Cuba is a disaster. There's no food over there. There's no medicine. It's literally a disaster.
Well,
over there.
What do you expect Cuba to be like with this ongoing U.S. blockade that's been in place for, 60 years now?
Yeah, Mike, and I agree with that. But you know what? In the meantime, all these people that are coming to this country right now from Central America, why don't they fight for their own land? Why don't they kick their government out? They want to come here. Go fight for your own government. Fight for your country.
Being told they're going to get free stuff up here, and so far they're getting a lot of free stuff. The U.S. government is using our taxpayer dollars to lure these illegals here.
Absolutely. They want to take all the wealth away from the whites. Exactly what they want to do. And there's a lot of poor whites in this country. How many people live in trailers, mobile homes? I mean, it's absurd what this government's doing. I say, Mike, like you said, Trump blew it in Oakland with the mayor in Oakland, and I tell you right now, this bumbling buffoon Biden and the Democrats, in my opinion, should all be arrested and tried for treason against this country.
All right, Tom, I'm going to cut you off here because I get a lot of emails about your constant rants about immigration, it does get repetitive and it takes up a lot of airtime here. So thank you for the phone call. And we're going to switch to Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, long time no hear from. I'm glad to have you back. What's on your mind?
I took myself off a milk carton this time.
Okay.
Mike, the only big bust going on right now in Florida is in spring break. Because,
true.
Tom, man, oh, yeah, Mike, that's one of the reasons I haven't called. It's just this constant legal aliens, the blacks, the Jews, blah, 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 blah. I like the science thing. I like Kevin from West Virginia about his particle accelerator. And I got a movie for Kevin called The Quiet Earth. You probably don't even hear it. I think it was from the early 80s. It's a drama.
Yes.
It's kind of like the Andromeda Strain. It's a movie for thinkers, not stinkers, you know, because most of the stuff out now is just, I don't know. Is there enough Marvel movies?
They're fun to watch. The CGI is great, but they are starting to get boring.
Andromeda Strain, it was a great flick, man. I liked it. But, you know, they made a series, I think it was in the 90s. It was pretty bad.
It was awful. It was definitely awful.
But, Biden... I told you guys, I didn't vote for neither of these guys.
Okay.
Because what's changed? The bombings are still going on in Syria, you know? It's like the whole rhetoric, sanctions on China and Russia, it's like it hasn't ended. It's a continuation of the same policies we had, no matter who's in. That's what George Carlin said. We know that, you know, nothing's ever going to change, right? Be happy what we got. It sucks, but it sucks. You know, it's like nothing's changed. None of these people, they all put their own friends in, right? They put their own friends in parts of, like, the government, either the Postal Service or this or that, who, quite frankly, don't even know what they're doing. You know?
No, they don't.
And you can't get them out. They're federal employees, right? You can't get them out, so they're going to be in there for years without knowing what they're doing. And it just, that's a continuation of this, basically a, you know, what do they call it? Toward the end of a Roman Empire, it's the old bread and circuses, right?
Yes.
It's just going to keep deteriorating until I don't even know what's going to happen after it deteriorates, you know? But, I don't know, let me see what else I got to say. Mike. I got to ask you, you finally got Flight Simulator?
I'm still working on the old one. I haven't bought the new one yet. It's kind of a luxury right now for me.
Because you need some hefty hardware.
Yes.
To run it.
Yes.
Do you know you need a good internet connection? It actually streams the data, the map data.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, isn't that amazing, though? Like that, I guess that's part of, like, maybe the cloud, right? Like that. Part of, like, the technology, because we know that's very in its infancy, right? The cloud servers and all this other stuff. It really can't do what they claimed it could do, you know? But it can do something.
Rarely do they actually do that.
But it is really amazing how they can stream the terrain. But, see, that's unfortunate. You need a fast internet connection and a fast computer to run that thing. You know, it's and I got it on VR, so it's even – I got to run it at low resolution in VR.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I don't have a VR setup yet, which is a shame because one of my pieces of CGI software can actually display in 3D while you're working.
Okay, well, you know what? When you come into some dough, it's $299 for that Oculus Quest 2.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the 3D movies you can watch on it, like the ones that are animated, where actually if you turn around behind you, it continues the movie. So you're in that world. It's amazing. Like, it's a really amazing...
I know, I've heard that. I've seen demonstrations at SIGGRAPH, but again, you know, I'm telling the truth on conservative radio, and that's not exactly a huge moneymaker right now.
Yeah, I understand. But, Mike, if you do get one, there's another game, Myst. They have that in VR, and that's a good game for people who like to do puzzles, you know, like it's a thinking game. But did you ever get into that, Myst and Riven? Remember Riven, which was like, I thought it was very hard.
I remember Myst from years and years and years ago, like when it first came out and it was on, you know, I think Windows 3.1 or something like that. But again, the only computer games I have are flight and space simulators.
Yeah, Flight Simulator on 3.5-inch floppy, because I have that still.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3.1. It ran on 3.1.
Yep.
Yep, but Microsoft never went back to that series either, the Flight Simulator, which I thought was, I mean, the Space Simulator, which was always good. But, Mike, that's all I got to say. I'm still listening to the show. It's just I got tired of listening to the same crap. You know what I mean?
I get tired of talking about the same crap day after day after day after day. And I'd like to find something new. And, you know, I'm getting all these emails saying, let's talk more science. And, you know, I'm going to start shifting the talking points away from the politics and the insanity. And I'm going to try and fit more science stories in there.
Oh, and then one more thing I forgot. Along with that quiet Earth that had to do with the particle accelerator and the CERN. Mist was based on that also. That movie, The Mist, by Stephen King.
Yes.
Did you ever see that? That was about the military. Yeah, they were actually experimenting on a particle accelerator, and that's what pulled that world into the, you know, onto the Earth, that particle accelerator. And, you know, obviously it's a movie. You know, it's not gonna happen.
It's a movie, and I think they're overstating the capabilities of particle accelerators.
Yeah. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good night and good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Same to you, and we're going to go to Jeff in Ottawa. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I think I might have called in once before a long time ago. So I just had something to say there about mining on other planets. It kind of reminds me of the cordless battery recharger, where you put six batteries in to recharge one. That's kind of how it is right now. Maybe in the future it'll be different, but
I think it'll be different in the future. If there's a buck to be made, businessmen will find some way to make it happen.
Yeah, I think that actually they can concentrate on mining under the ocean. The ocean floor takes up most of the Earth's surface. It'd probably be a heck of a lot cheaper to do that
There has been some underwater mining for magnesium nodules and the danger with mining the ocean floor is the methane hydrate. Which, if you want to talk about a nasty greenhouse gas, if that stuff was to really start warming up and melting and coming to the surface, it would be insane. It's weird stuff. It looks like snow, methane hydrate, but you can light it on fire.
Yeah, it's just that the whole thing, like, it seems to me like the expense of just putting the weight of a gallon of water going into space is so astronomical. It seems that it would seem to be more economical, but I don't know all the scientific details of it. So
yeah.
And on the second point there, we're now past our first year of this garbage here up in Ottawa and whatever. And right from the very beginning, I spotted it as garbage, and I didn't buy in that Cuomo is a hero. I know I'm not going to criticize him, but a lot of your callers called in and said, he's a great guy, and they're completely out to lunch. And that includes people from certain northeastern, I will not mention it, states. And other people, and they're on record. Not going to nag him. I found out because I was contacting a woman in one of the bands that I play in, or used to, about whether the rehearsal was on. No, and we both agreed and saw exactly what it was. And I saw over in China how they were falling to the ground in the worst acting I've ever seen. Oh, it's a terrible pandemic. Event 201, the whole thing, complete garbage. We have some... You know, we have the people up here. I mean, the people in the stores, I know in the States it may be different, but when I go into the stores, they probably 50% don't even say anything to me. They don't wear a mask. Never have, never will. Mm-hmm. I haven't even had the sniffles in over a year. I probably, you know, nothing. And I go in, they don't do it. Then occasionally someone says, excuse me, sir, do you have a mask? Medical. End of story. And it's the law here, and they just had a decision that we have a little thing there that you're exempted if you're under 2 or a medical condition, you don't have to specify it. Sometimes I'll get a Karen, the occasional Karen, who will come up to me in a store and say, and that person is, if I can put it in biblical terms, rebuked fiercely and my countenance is fallen. Let's put it that way. I get on them heavily, heavily. My wife gets embarrassed. She says, look, if they don't mess with me, I'll be what they say, be kind. I'll be kind, but don't mess with me. If you mess with my rights, I'm going to come back at you. I don't care who you are, really hard. And that's how it works. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get into a religious thing, but there is a little thing in the Bible there in Job 26 about the earth. It says he stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. And it talks about the circle of the earth. So this flat earth stuff is garbage. And you're right, it's put out to discredit people, various people, but it's complete crap. We all know it. Take a look at that space jump. What was that guy who was jumping from space? German Baumgartner? And you take a look at it, and you can see the surface. I told somebody in a church that I very briefly went to, and the churches are garbage too. Anyway, he said they were using a fisheye lens. But he's clear in the foreground. You can see it. You know, our beautiful blue planet circling the sun, and here he makes that beautiful jump. I love seeing that video. I don't know how many times. That's beautiful. Also, like Claire, another thing too. I know she uses Sibelius. I use Sibelius too. I'm a bass player. And I have done, I've been so bored with this stupid lockdown, I've probably done about 150 to 200 transcriptions of popular songs.
Jeff, I'm going to have to let you go real soon, but if you're interested in doing some editing on Sibelius, send me an email because we lost our previous editor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does Claire have the regular program?
Yeah, we've got the programs.
Okay. So she's editing. I'm pretty good at formatting and all that stuff.
All right. We have to let you go because we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of the show today on this Powhana Friday, and we're going to go to Colin in Staten Island. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
There's a big issue going on with this Q thing, and the truth is, Jews sacrifice Christian children.
Oh, come on.
because it's
Come
a brave.
On. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Jason in Arizona. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Jason, so let's go to Pat in Florida. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I couldn't get out last night on Morning Star's Tale, Don's show last night, because he had a clip of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. It's real good. It's the end of the thing,
yes.
If anybody wants to go look at it. But it was very interesting to me. Somebody mentioned Logan's Run, that in July of 2019, right here in the Polar Star Telegram, they had a story about that in the middle of the local page, because when they came up, you know, they managed to escape. The runner escaped. Come up in the Fort Worth Star, Fort Worth Water Gardens over here. I think it's a curse on Fort Worth over that movie having, you know, that part of that movie being made here. But I thought it was very interesting in July of 2019 that they should talk about a movie where you don't get to live past 35.
Yes. Yeah, there's been a couple like that. Well, I mean, remember Logan's Run?
That's what I'm talking about. That was made here.
Oh, that's right.
When they come up in the water, it was the Fort Worth Water Gardens over here.
Yes, I remember
that
scene.
Talking to get rid of, because it's caused people to get killed. People warned them, it's too slick. You got to do something about it. The water's too fast. No, they didn't do it. But anyway, it was July 6, 2019, the Fort Worth Star Telegram. It talked about that movie where you didn't live past 35. Sounds like a conspiracy to me.
Well, you know, at some point, it's not the first movie that dealt with that. I remember when I was in high school, there was a movie that came on out that was the same thing, where everybody 30 and under put everybody over 31, you know, into concentration camps. And then the movie ends with this teenager saying, we're going to put everybody over the age of 17 out of business. So it was like this cycle, but, you know, I mean, I think one of the reasons Cuomo's facing such scrutiny right now is, was he putting these COVID patients into these nursing homes so that these nursing home patients, who are basically a drain on state funds, would pass away, and he could start saving some money that way, which would be a very cold and cynical thing to do, and that's why people are concerned. Okay.
Well, after, you know, they all sell their soul to the devil. I don't know about him, but I sure made Melinda.
Well,
Gates.
I tried to sell my soul to the devil, but he looked at me and said, nah, not worth it.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And this is bringing us up to the end of the program. The music should be starting. In fact, there it is. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word of corporatelyhappen.com. Please donate. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Aloha, America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.